One of the people paying close attention to the recount is Doug Hadaway, former campaign spokesman for Al Gore. His job began 18 months ago in New Hampshire and ended, gradually, in Florida. He wrote this essay on the instant replay of an endless election.
The day after the Florida Supreme Court ordered a hand count of the uncounted ballots across the state, I was standing outside the public library in Tallahassee, surrounded by TV cameras. In the parking lot behind me, a crowd of noisy Bush supporters was railing against the counting of the votes. One of the demonstrators shouted for me to go home, even though Tallahassee is my hometown, where I went to high school. The votes they were counting inside would have determined whether my boss, Al Gore, would be the next president, and whether I would be working at the White House or returning to my current home outside Boston. This time, I'm watching the media recount from afar, and the Bush supporters are still protesting. A Bush spokesman accused the media involved in examining the ballots of mischief-making. Florida Governor Jeb Bush said they were trying to rewrite history. It's understandable that Bush partisans would want to quash a recount. They fear it would show that Al Gore really won Florida's 25 electoral votes. In fact, we don't know if this unofficial recount will even be a footnote in the history books. No one really knows what the result will be. Counting dimpled chads, for example, would likely give more votes to Gore. Ignoring dimples benefits Bush. Because the news organizations are presenting all scenarios, the results could show that either candidate might have won a statewide hand count, depending on the standard used. If the results do show that Al Gore really won Florida, it would be bittersweet vindication for those of us who fought to get all the votes counted. It won't change the fact that W is going to be the next president, or that someone else is getting our jobs at the White House, but we'd feel better knowing we were right. These feelings aren't confined to those of us who waged the recount battle. For millions of people who supported Al Gore's efforts to count the votes and were left hanging by the Supreme Court's ruling, the media's unofficial count may finally bring a sense of closure. That's important for them to reach true reconciliation, which the president-elect says he supports. It can also help ensure that the Florida debacle is never repeated. A thorough, objective examination of the ballots will show exactly what factors contributed to the rejection of so many votes by punch card machines and optical scanners. It will aid the efforts to update voting equipment and recount procedures so that people will once again have confidence that their votes count. Unless people harbor hope that the voting system will be fixed, many will continue to feel disenfranchised. That would make reconciliation impossible. If things had worked out differently, I might be busy packing for a move to Washington. As it is, I have plenty of time to pore over the results coming out of Florida. Whatever they show, I'll be more than willing to put it all behind me and to make my own small contribution to reconciliation.
The comments of Doug Hadaway, former campaign spokesman for Al Gore. He works as a consultant in Cambridge, Massachusetts.